Renee Bafalis works with the Federal Emergency Management Agency. She says the presidential disaster declarations mean FEMA has two major programs for the island.
We have our public assistance program, direct federal assistance on a cost-sharing basis for things such as debris removal, emergency protective services, roads and bridges, public buildings, that type of thing. Our individual assistance program provides eligible survivors with grant assistance for rental assistance, emergency home repairs, uninsured or underinsured personal property losses, medical expenses, if you've had that as a result of the volcano.
Garth McDonald is with the Small Business Administration. He says they help businesses, homeowners, and renters directly with low-interest loans.
One part of our program is for economic injury impact. So business owners in Kailua Kona, because of the tourism impact, a lot of the cruise ships didn't come. People have canceled. People that have Airbnbs in Volcano, small business owners that have lost business. One thing that SBA offers is low-interest loans for economic injury that businesses may be feeling.
Although Bafalis says the deadline to register for help or re-register if you were rejected is August 13th, both McDonald and Bafalis stress the importance for anybody affected by the lava anywhere on the island to register with FEMA and the SBA. The Disaster Recovery Center at Pahoa Community Center is open from 8 till 6 weekdays and 8 till 4 on Saturday. Or you may go to the website at disasterassistance.gov. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.